ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 10/11/2019. It's a live show. And if you have not listened to last night's show with Brother Steve Quayle, what a wing-dang doodle that was. Brother Quayle, I'll tell you, he and I were on, and it's like every time now when we talk, it's like we're starting to say, I wonder if this is going to be the last time we do it, because we're coming very close to big events. I mean, I can just sense it. I can feel it. We don't know any exact timing because, but you can read the items that would tell you what the season is and what Jesus would tell you. And I will say this. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just going to get real wild weasel. And that is Luke 21, because that adds a whole kind of different element to it. It adds an element as to who's going to betray you. And it's going to be, you know, your friends and your parents and all the different kinsfolks and what have you. Because they're going to want to make sure they got the government cheese, the government ration, and the some of them are going to say, well, I want to keep my tea time at the country club. Heck yeah, I'll give up my goofy nephew or son or whatever who's, probably believes in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And maybe he's just believes in the Bible, you know. Well, that's terrible. Give him on up. And Ezekiel 38 is what's also on my mind. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horse and horsemen, all of them clothed, and with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth and of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Now here's verse 10, which I've talked to you about a lot over the years. Now let's put them together because we've got the same cycles, essentially, to a certain degree in the news, all right? You'll start to see it when I talk about it again. Thus saith the Lord our God, it shall also come to pass, meaning in addition to what I just read you, where Gog and Magog and Togarmah, Gomer, Togarmah, is that Turkey? Gomer, is that Germany? Maybe part of France? Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, oh, okay. Russia, oh, okay. Well, see, there you go. But here, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. You see, we're starting to see now being put hard on, and I said to some of you, I was watching the Mimic last night. Let me finish my sentence. We're starting to see the weather warfare put hard into the upper Midwest, the Dakotas and other areas right now, Minnesota, where the corn and stuff is ready for harvest, you see, because corn and stuff was late this year because of all the weather and the, you know, and the rain. And now the snow and all the stuff is going. And everybody said, well, it's the jet stream. Well, there is no traditional jet stream anymore. So I saw several things that were very interesting. I saw coming off of Africa again, which is owned by Red China. All right? Africa is Red China. I'm starting with seeing the Tesla howitzer, the pulsing, pow, 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 pulsing, big energy, like a pencil pushing. And it was doing a couple things. It was pushing stuff up and turning it into a nor'easter to hit New York and New England, which is starting to happen, I guess. And then that will hit some of their late crops and that type of thing, and also cause power outages and problems and chaos for an early storm. And then another part, which is like a sweeping sort of a pulse, a wider spread sweeping pulse, was pushing moisture off the coast of Africa all the way across into the Gulf of Mexico, which is then turning up into the quote-unquote new so-called jet stream that's taking all that moisture straight up at a north by northeast angle up in where it's meeting the cold air, the Arctic air coming down from Canada and in the Arctic Circle. But how is that allowed to do it? Well, it's kind of interesting because they keep talking about the Santa Ana's coming into L.A. in that area at high rates of speed. But I also saw up in Northern California this morning in the early a.m. a massive energy push, pushing out all of the cloud cover and all the moisture away from the northwest coast, away from California, Oregon, and Washington. And then also another pulse down in the southwest in the ocean, probably either from a ship or from a USO, an unidentified submersible object. Maybe a alien, maybe a fallen angel, maybe U.S., maybe Chinese, maybe Russian. Who knows? Maybe alien pond scum. Who knows? But there was a large energy source pushing another portion of the tropical moisture straight towards Japan, which is another enemy of Red China. Who are the enemies? The United States and Japan, right? Of Red China. Biggest. So consequently, they're talking about 30 inches of rain in the coastal cities of Japan and Tokyo, and a huge typhoon with waves and wind and everything. That's being generated. This entire weather system is extremely sophisticated, and it's being engineered. Now, when they pushed all that cloud cover and moisture away from the northwest, they're pushing away the winds from coming up in the north. Then what's that doing? It's allowing the Arctic air to come filtering down to smack right into the moisture from the Gulf that the Red Chinese are shooting into the Gulf of Mexico and is coming on up into the center of the United States. Now, at what point do we also figure that there might be some traitors in the high levels of the Luciferian sections of the United States military, intelligence, DARPA, and all of the scientific, industrial, military, medical complex, you see? So this whole thing is not regular. The whole thing is being arranged. The whole deal. And at the same time, without, of course, I'll tell you what, I have a suspicion. I cannot prove this. This is just my viewpoint as a possibility, allegedly a possibility, that truck, a garbage truck that had a fire in it, that just dumped it and created a fire. Well, somebody probably knew that they would be putting that fire just in a spot. It's almost like the Southern California fires have been started on purpose to give cover for all of the Northern California being shut off from power, you see. And parts of Southern California, now same way. But then we've also evacuated over 100,000 people, I believe, in L.A. County, L.A. and Ventura counties. And then up further north, oh, and does it bother anybody that Silicon Valley does not have a power cut? Now, I'll tell you an interesting aside about New Orleans during the big hurricane. When all the power and the gas and the water supply, everything was all shut off, and they had, you remember New Orleans, totally devastated. But do you know that up St. Charles Avenue, in a certain neighborhood called Audubon Place, just north of Loyola University and across from the golf course and all of that up there, beautiful area. I've always liked North St. Charles, you know, get up on the trolley and ride up there in the old days. And that's when the phone call was a nickel. But Audubon Place during the entire New Orleans hurricane had full electrical power, natural gas, and full clean water and sewer. It's a private neighborhood for sure, has beautiful gates, and there are usually police or security at the gate, most definitely. But it happened to be during that whole deal that some of the guys who were involved with the planning in New York City prior to that hurricane of what they could do to correct, this was the alleged quote, we need to correct the mistakes of our forefathers. Now, in this particular case, We're talking about some people whose forefathers owned the major slave markets in New Orleans, allegedly. And these same men are involved and are some of the wealthiest people in New Orleans. They're in the background, in the shadows and all that. And apparently they lived up at Audubon Place, and it was rumored that they hired, for their protection, they brought in Israeli Defense Force Special Forces, like Sayeret Mactal, retired Sayeret Mactal, to guard Audubon Place. That means like tip of the spear or whatever, Sayeret Mactal, tip of the bayonet, tip of the spear. The sharp pointy end. And they protected that area from any kind of harm. So they could have their hurricane parties. But those people allegedly went to New York City and met, and we're talking about what if they could get rid of all of the descendants of the slaves that their forefathers mistakenly brought in. And if they could then... if they could then widen the channel from the Gulf and bring in big cruise ships right into New Orleans and have luxury condos and luxury casinos and all kind of stuff, and they almost accomplished it. They almost accomplished it. So there's an aside that here you got allegedly Silicon Valley doesn't have any power cuts or any problem. What I suggest that people in California do, perhaps, is to get in their vehicles and drive to Silicon Valley and then just go on to the campuses of the big telecommunications, the big computer companies, and camp out on their deal and tell them that they're going to camp out there because they're homeless and they got no power. And I would hook right up to their power outlets, you see. And that would be good. Then they could be loving and all those kind of things that Google and Hoogle and Microsoft and this one and that one and the other one all are just love mankind. So if you're in the neighborhood, but oh, I guess in some areas where you would be going from San Francisco into that area, going down the coast to get into the Silicon Valley, I guess that area on certain hills, there's a dawn to dusk curfew or whatever, or I mean dusk to dawn curfew, and that there is basically martial law. And that there's being seen foreign troops, UN troops in that area. Now, I can't nail all that down because I'm not in that area. And there's conflicting information. And there is some fog of war, so to speak. But let me tell you something. This is not a normal time, and I'm going to state it to you this way. If you have the money and you could get a year's supply of Mountain House or New Manna or Alpenair or whatever the brand name it is of freeze-dried food, dehydrated food, long-term canned goods like the Yoder's chicken chunks, beef chunks, the Yoder's bacon, the Yoder's pork chunks. There is a shortage now of pork in the United States getting to be, and they're talking about how bacon might disappear. Well, if you could get you some cans of Yoder's bacon, it's already cooked in the can. You get about 50 pieces in a can, and it's expensive. But if you still have power, then you can also be buying and freezing some bacon up. But I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with high-quality cuts of Yoder's. coming out of the Ohio type of Amish country and that kind of stuff. And I talk about, sort of laughingly, if you can do nothing else, get you another can of chunky soup or Progresso soup with the stuff already in it, the meat, potatoes, vegetables, and with the liquid. Because, you see, they will last a long time. And no, it's not the best of food. It's not the fresh food. But you're not going to be able to have it. You're going to have for your extended family, meaning your children and their family, and any close friends or neighbors nearby that might be on the band of your hand, you see. The band of your hand to where even if they don't have a rifle or a shotgun or a handgun, maybe you've got more than one. And maybe you have a pistol belt, holster, butt pack, ammo pouches, and a few canteens, and maybe a small Alice pack or medium Alice pack surplus, you see. Build up with some items and then have an ammunition for one other firearm. If you could have an outfit five, you know, let's say it's a family, the husband and the wife. And for you guys, you should each have one of the other, you know, a rifle, shotgun, and a pistol, or maybe all three for each person. Aim small, miss small. Remember what the movie was about, you know, The Patriot with Mel Gibson. He had more than one rifle, didn't he? More than one, you know, musket, right? Lord, make me fast and accurate. And that makes me think about Psalm 144:1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war. And my fingers to fight, because we're going to see evil come and rear its ugly head. It's already peeking at you right now. It's already gnashing its teeth. And it's like the video at George Washington University where the young men who were pro-life played their bagpipes and had put on a thing, and they were anti-abortion and they were anti-murdering of babies, and all of a sudden, every demonic, crazed woman and man out of George Washington University, pretty big-time school on the East Coast, starts to try to attack them and acts up. You see, the demon has uncorked his, you know, taking his mask off and pulled it aside. I remember Mark Kornke saying that years ago. I was listening to him, sometime in the 90s. It was in Independence, Missouri, in a high school. And he said, one of these days, you're going to see the demon take off the mask and you're going to see him full head on. And it's going to, you ain't going to believe it, but it's going to be the demon, you see. And that's starting to happen. If you've seen Pelosi, if you've seen Schiff, Nadler, some of these people, Beto. If you do not believe in same-sex marriage and that transgender hunky-dunk button uglies and all that stuff is just the cat's meow, and then allow them to work for your church and teach in your Sunday school and then your parochial school, you know, attached to your church. Well, then they're going to take your 501c3 away. They're going to make you pay taxes on everything. You're going to be basically taken out of the box. And Beto would do it at gunpoint. It's starting to be discussed about if this such and such happens, there's going to be rioting in the streets. There's going to be troops. There's going to be all kind of stuff, civil war. All that's being discussed openly on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, looks like they knocked me off the air tonight. Didn't want me to talk to you about all of this. But I'm back on now. I got the old tin can with the long string. You know what I'm saying? And I will say this. You'd better start to get food, water purification, water storage, firearms. And when I say firearms, you need at least a minimum of 1,000 rounds of ammunition for every firearm you got. And you can only get one box of shells, and get that box. But if you have the wherewithal to do it, I talk many times about somebody who's on the most bare bones budget. So to show them that at least you could do something, okay? Consequently, you'd better get it when you start to hear on TV, on the television, on the news channels, I'm talking about civil war, rioting in the streets, and the possibility of impeachments and all kind of stuff that's irregular and extra-constitutional, and about the type of world you will have if Pocahontas or a Joe Biden or a Karma Chameleon Harris or a Booker or whoever it might be or a Beto comes up. But I will say this. One thing is sure good. Shep Smith is resigned, leaving Fox News. So that, to me, I'm getting a little tired of him anyway, you know. And Chris Wallace and all of them, they can go over and go to CNN. Become fake news if they want. But at the same time, I'm not all that happy with what Trump did with the Kurds. I understand that, too, but I understand it from both sides. And I also understand that there is, as I was talking to you about Ezekiel 38 and the Gog-Magog War, there's going to be certain events happen that are organized or that are escalated or impacted by our Father in Heaven or by allowing and laying hands off for the Lucifer to shoot his best shot, you see, to take his best shot and have his one chance, you see, his freedom of will. You see what I'm saying? His freedom of choice, because he could, if he so chose, possibly redeem himself. I don't know. But he's not going to, so that's irrelevant. He wants to come for you and to kill a large portion of you off to try to steal your souls. But as I told you, as Lord Jesus says, in your patience ye possess ye your souls. If you give them up, then he's going to take them and grab them. So you don't want to go in there, Lucifer, and have got a fight. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, I'm going to tell you. I sure hope you do, and I hope that would be something that you could see your way clear. Anything that you could send is needed and wanted. You can also contact me, you know, email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com, and I do try to answer some of the emails as best I can. Can't answer all of them. radiohawk777@hotmail.com. But if you would like to assist, you want to send a card, or you can just send a nice letter and say, hi, Hawk, or, you know, thinking of you, or whatever it might be. But if you put a little something in it, God bless you, and may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And I tell you, FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, metals, easiest. A check, money order, okay. On a money order, you got to sign your name and address when you do them, or they can't be cashed. So if anybody does that, I can't cash them, and they go to waste. You know, if you were to do a money order like that, it has to be the purchaser's name and signature there on it. And then I put on, you know, Hawk and do it that way. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all that do send. And you'd be surprised how few it is in terms of number of people. But I sure have kept on the air because of all of you for 15 years now. Through thick and thin. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. And I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. If you're interested in high-quality saddles, if you're going to go and go to the hills with your horses or your mules, you need packs, saddles, panniers, saddlebags, scabbards for your rifles, all kind of things like that, holsters, canteens, Western canteens, whatever it might be, or if you need a good, solid fighting knife or boot knife or carving knife or a skinning knife, one that won't be turned away from tough hide or bone, sharpsaddles.com, sharpsaddles.com, sharpsaddles.com. Tell them old Hawk sent. Now, Brother Quayle talked about his book last night, and it's a tremendous book. And it's his last book he thinks that he'll probably write. It's called Jesus, the Premise of the Promise. God's Answer for Perilous Times by Stephen Quayle. It's about 599 pages long. And it is just tremendous. And Steve was talking about last night how people are actually teaching Bible courses and study courses out of this book. Jesus' Premise of the Promise. And then I would also tell you, if you really want to know what's going to be coming onto this planet, what's getting ready to happen, that you could utilize those DVD sets from the last Branson Conference, and you can find that at stevequayle.com. You can click on that banner, or you can click on his books down at the bottom of the page and get Premise of the Promise. And I also recommend Empire Beneath the Ice so you can understand how that Antarctica is actually a major player in this thing. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's going to get wild weasel, and it's just getting ready to get like I've told you all these years. Old Casey Jones is running the trains. They're all going to Function Junction. And they got Casey Jones on every train, and they're all headed to the junction at the same time. And old Casey is on moonshine and methamphetamine, driving them trains, some old steam trains at 110 mile an hour, all headed to the junction. And I will say this. I have put my stock in the words that Lord Jesus has told us in Matthew 24 and in all the places. Get you a red letter in King James edition so you can read it in the red letters. And ladies and gentlemen, I will also tell you is that I don't know all the things going on in California, but that's up to no good. Are they opening a gate there to let people in and to let in a whole lot of stuff? I remember back a number of years ago that there was a prediction by the web bots even. That was talking something about, allegedly about Livermore, how they were working with black holes or some kind of a thing, or gates or some kind of deal, and that something was going to happen, and that it was in the web bot predictions that a portal or something would open, that something would come out and would get away from them, okay? I don't know what that is, but when Silicon Valley has got all their power, and then I remember Audubon Place had all its power, then you know where you want to go. Everybody just go camp out. Go down to Google. Go down to this one. Go down to that one, and tell them that you know that they're compassionate and they have plenty of money and that they can go down and get all kind of food for you. Oh, but you know, all the frozen food in California is going to rot. Unless somebody's got generators to run it and enough fuel to run the refrigeration. Grocery stores, restaurants, people in their homes, hospitals, nursing homes. They're already starting to have people die because their oxygen won't work or their CPAP machine won't work or their, you know, defibrillator won't work or whatever. All right? Is this an opportunity for them to try to take peel California off of the coast? At the same time, it's really strange. President Trump announced today the initial phase of the Red Chinese. They've got apparently a trade deal that's being written down now, but they've agreed in principle to where they're going to buy $40 to $50 billion worth of food, whereas this past year they've only bought $8 billion approximately, and that's after it was less yet, and they quit buying. But what does that tell you? That tells you that even in spite of all of this adverse trade negotiation, that the Chinese are smart and they're going to buy all the food they can get because they got a major problem with pork shortages and food shortages in China. They're trying to buy it from Brazil. They're trying to buy it from Australia and all of that. But it don't quite come up to the amount that old Uncle Sam and the good farmers in this nation can provide, and the quality and the amount and the shipments and the transportation and all of the things that are all set up in the marvelous pipelines of food in this country. But you're going to get priced out of food as they start to buy it all. If you do not continue to add to your food storage and label it, the date you got it. And with regular canned goods, just so you know, one more time, the date on the top of regular canned goods, I was told by a canning company back during the Y2K days, that date represented the date that they could guarantee, 100% guarantee, that the RDAs, nutrients listed on the side of the label would be good for those levels, up until that date with 100% guarantee. But that it doesn't mean that the food is bad after that date. Now, you can find that out for yourself, but generally if the can is not overblown or severely dented or cut or has blown out the top or has got mold all over it or black, when you open it up and you see creepy crawlies and it stinks to high heaven, you may not want to eat that. You know what I mean? Use the natural sense and caution that you have. But if a can is intact and not overblown and not good, open it up, see how it looks, smell it, if it smells all right, put it in the gumbo pot, and turn the heat up on it and put it in the stew. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to need much more food than you can ever imagine. Oh, people, well, they say that you need 15 days and 30 days and blah, 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 blah. Well, if the tribulation, the great tribulation, is 3.5 years, how much you think you might want to have? So I've got, and I was fortunate enough to have bought some long-term storage food when I was still able to, back in the day, work and do some different items. But that now is excellent. I'm glad I sure got it. But I'm still adding an extra can or two of soup or chunky soup every week or an extra pouch mountain house or something, or an extra, if I can buy an extra can of the mountain house at a, and you can get it through the mail, but you can also, if you don't trust that, see if you can go and find a Cabela's or a Bass Pro or a Gander Mountain or an Academy or whatever your big camping type store, you know, or sporting goods store might be. You can also pick up from local or regional organic farmers. You can pick up buckets of, you know, turkey red wheat or golden, you know, wheat that are organic. And you can put them in a 5-gallon bucket and put in the oxygen absorbers or the dry ice or whatever, and seal it up with one of those good sealing lids that you can spin off the top, make it easy to turn on and off rather than pry it up. You can get the pouches and seal them in the silver pouch and seal the top after you put the oxygen absorbers in, and that'll even make it better. But you had better get busy and not leave this up to chance. Now, this is all being worked out, and I don't know, but, you know, I don't know exactly where it's going with President Trump and if they make a deal with the Chinese. And the fact of the matter is, this could all be a deal in promise, but not signed on the dotted line. And the talk is, I told you last night, I told you the other night, and I read it to you, the new executive order that Obama signed about the 10 governors to be appointed by the president, okay, under the Secretary of Defense, you see, and that there would be 10 governors for the whole country, and that's the 10 FEMA regions. And they don't have to be the existing governor of a state. Could be Colonel Hottentot or General Hootie Hottie or Admiral Beans and Franks. You see what I'm saying? Or it could be Beto or Pelosi could be the governor of the fellowship, fellowship, whatever you call it, region, you see. Of course, she could turn out to be, if this goes out, she could turn out to be the president, couldn't she? She's after Pence would be third in line, right? And who knows what the Democrats, the demon commie rats, are planning, along with the deep state, the high Luciferians involved in the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, the DOJ, the fiddle with boys internally. And there are so many more. The Secretary of State has a spy service, you see. The Department of Justice has its own Magellan billet. They got tough spies, and they run wild, you know. You also got the Army intelligence. You got Marine Corps intelligence. ONI. AFOSI. You got Coast Guard has got intelligence, okay? You got the National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO. They got their own Delta. Or is that the National Recovery Office where they recover spaceships? Or is it the Reconnaissance Office? Oh, yeah. Well, you never know. And then NSA used a lot of cadre of Marines out of Quantico. Put them in the field and dip them up and make them into men in black, you see. And then you do have foreign troops in this country. And then Obama hired Spetsnaz. They're still here. We also remember, we told you back years ago, I told you, that I had a report out of Missoula, Montana, about a little group of red Chinese guys who happened to be there, and they all had new cowboy boots and blue jeans, and they had big rolls of money down there on Friday night, you know, in Missoula. And then the Spetsnaz, all right? Buying up $200 and $300 knives and just having all kind of fun down in Tennessee at the old knife shop down there. And also all over in different places in the United States. Some of which have been in Northern California. Remember the AK-47 took out the transformers of the one power substation? And if you take out 19 power substations, not only do you have California all turned off, but you can knock out the power grid for the entire United States. Or the North Koreans pop two out of the satellites. Or the Chinese, the Iranians, or the Ruskies pop two over the center of the United States. And then you got what? 1 second after, like my Mark Forston. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus against evil. Stand and hold the ground till he comes with his mighty angels and archangels. And I suspect when he comes, that Greg Evens will probably decide to drop down in a parachute with him. Because we and I always laughed about that, he and I. And then another good friend of mine, we always say, if you get to Archangel Michael's boot camp in heaven first, save me a seat. But this is real stuff now. When they're talking about riot on regular TV, about civil war, about rioting in the streets. And you know, you say, well, Trump shouldn't say those things. He's a little mad. They've been trying to get rid of him for 3 years, and the man has never had an opportunity to fully be the president, yet at the same time, he has the lowest unemployment rate for blacks, Hispanics, women, Asians, teenagers, since 1969. The lowest ever in some cases. That should be on the billboard in every big city. And all these stupid Republicans don't get it, the country club boys and the corporate boys. You just don't like the way you talk to baby, baby, baba. Baba, baba, baba. You know, they're chicken crap. All right? They ought to be taking out ads. These guys got all the money in the world. They've been insider trading for years. And you go to Congress, you get rich. They carve up the jackpot. We'll take some jackpot money, baby, and put it out on the street and try to win right now. And to put it out there and win maybe one more election, or does it all go down the drain? And we go by the by, and we're in the long dark night, when Brother Quayle said no man can work. And the whole thing goes kablooey. And you're in the 1 second after world. And then it's the band of the hand, baby. What food and stuff you got on the hoop at your house. Your ability to have gasoline stored, or to have the ability in some cases with the flex fuel vehicles to have a still and to make some alcohol to put in it. And maybe with, you know, you can get it to run a little bit different with the alcohol can be a gas too, you know. But it's going to come down to that, and there's going to be a lot of people starved to death and die. Matthew 24, Luke 21. And what are you going to do when you have a few of these huge volcanoes? I was listening today to a program, and they were talking about 75,000 years ago. In Indonesia, a volcano blew off, and it put so much dust in the air, in the atmosphere, it blocked out the sun, and they think after that, that the planet Earth maybe went down to only about 3,000 to 4,000 Homo sapiens left on the planet. Yeah. But if you had a hidey hole, and you had the ability, and you had food, and you weren't going to get nailed by a quake, or if you could have that range, and if you could stay out of the blood range and all of that, and you just might find yourself surviving as long as you had the relationship with Lord Jesus as your Savior. If you have not done it, if you're not putting your back to that, and so do you write and you say, you know, Hawkeye, I'm too far gone. No, you ain't. Give it a try. What do you got to lose? Get on your hands and knees and repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Oh, and all those good people out across the country, I listen to and do you write me a letter, you write me a call or an email, see? It's just been my pleasure to be talking to you all these years. And I've been obedient to what my calling was, and that was to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And secondarily, there's a warning to remnant about what's to come and how to prepare. And I've been doing that every single time I've been on the air, the best I can. In spite of the fact that I've been in the war, and there are wounds, you see, and people die. All right? And that is the way it goes. Rotting fish, fight bones, the bones don't work, dark shops, restaurants, California, your third world, baby! And meanwhile, you got more whistleblowers contacting Congress. And all kinds of stuff going wrong. And if it impeaches this president has done more in 2 years or 3 years than any of them done in 8 or 20, you know, or whatever. And he told the truth that he gave you his campaign promises, and he's been delivering on them. So if they're going to throw him out, and they're telling you that they're going to tax everybody, and they're going to give illegal aliens reparations, they're going to give all of the African-Americans reparations back to the Civil War, and then you're going to have 70-80% tax rates. Oh, but you'll really save money because you'll have free health care. The only problem is, if you need an operation, it'll be 2 years from now. Oh, you're dead. Well, I'm so sorry. And evidently, we're going to take all your guns away and your freedom of speech, and you already don't have a Fourth Amendment. So there goes your better rights and all of it. Well, let me tell you something. The first law of the land was the Declaration of Independence, you see. And what do they say in there? Let me read it one more time for you with feeling. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, meaning the people of the United States. Evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's right out of the Declaration of Independence. And if you can get in trouble for reading the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, so let me tell you something. You don't have any of them then, do you? So then it's a catch-as-catch-can. Then it is the jungle law. Then it is the wild, wild west. Remember that song, sitting in the back room waiting for the big boom, wild, wild west, right? Well, it's going to be a la danseish. Yeah, it's going to be fade-do-do. Pretty quick. You got to get prepared. You got to get ready. And your first preparation is Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, you see. Brother Quayle saying, play imprecatory prayers. Like, Lord, at this time, if you will confuse and confound Lucifer and his demons and minions in the United States government and all the governments of the world and the big banks, if you will confuse their plans and put confusion in their hearts and in their mind and make them quiver in their boots and in their shoes, knowing that the strong people who are with the Lord Jesus on this planet are going to stand against them, and regardless of whether they bring any kind of supernatural crap or some kind of a high-tech physics or whatever it is, that you're going to stay right in there with them and stand up with the bull armor of God, with your own body armor, your own PASGAD helmet, with your own battle rifle, your own K-bar knife or machete, or several of each, or a Tommy Hawk, and you're going to stand there and you're going to be a hooking and a jabbing, and a sticking and a stabbing. Duck from a sub 50 feet below, make a head call, and I'm ready to go. Yeah! Grease gun K-bar by my side. These are the tools that make demons die. The Lord Jesus gave you the ability and control over serpents and scorpions. He also told you anything that you ask in his name, he will do. Go to John 14. Read John 14 and ask and pray, Lord, Lord, I don't understand it completely. But don't go into there losing faith at night without a fight. Wake up out there. Wake up. Mighty men and women about to use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians. Pa-pow, pa-pow. Take out the red Chinese Tesla howitzer in Africa. Bending Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, Mickey, they're coming, baby. You better be fast and accurate. Keep your eye on the optics and squeeze the trigger, Mickey.